you close your physical eyes softly and gently. Then start using imagination. A long straight line is coming down from above your head, reaches the top, and the line is coming down slowly through the center of your head, through the center of your neck, and the spine reaches the base, and the line is still going down and down and down into the ground, and finally reaches the very center of our planet. So imagine the long straight line is penetrating you. And by doing so, your mind eye is wide open to all directions. You would notice the space around you. There is some kind of energy around you besides the air. And now, you might be able to imagine that your body is floating in a beautiful sphere or balloon. So this balloon, the size might be you name it. Maybe you can feel some energy 2 feet away from you, or even 5 feet away from you. We don't say bigger is better. You know, you can find the best size for you. So this is today's my balloon. So we can say that this is your mind field, energy field. So now you are not in your body. Your body is in your mind. Your mind is bigger than your body. So next 20 minutes or so, please keep this vision of your balloon, your sphere. And keeping this energy field, at the same time you bring consciousness onto your breathing. So observe the tiny amount of air coming in and out through your nostrils or mouth. So to bring our mind stillness quickly, let's count the breathing. So start the inhalation, 2, 3, 4, exhale, 2, 3, 4. So you count by yourself, and if you like, you count more number or less. But same counting, exhalation and inhalation. And repeat it. It's okay, any kind of mind chatter comes in and out. Please stay with this counting. So same count, exhalation and inhalation, and never stop, and very naturally, peacefully, and try to do it 10 times in a row. too easy. So let's bring back to a normal breathing. Just observe your mind field. So quiet, tranquil, still. So today, let's think something about this. What we chase is what we are afraid of. If you are chasing love, you are afraid of love. If you are chasing abundance, you are afraid of abundance. If you are chasing peace, you are afraid of peace. This is true. Well, ego doesn't agree with this. I need more money. And I absolutely not too afraid of money. I love money. I need more money. So ego says so, of course. And no one believes that we get sick because we want to be sick and we are afraid of being healthy. We never agree with it. Ego never agree with it. But this is the truth. This is very difficult to understand this dynamics and very difficult to accept it. But let's try to do it today. So, okay. We feel our mind field, beautiful sphere, so much energy here, beautiful energy, and so many kinds of thoughts everywhere, including anger, sadness, anxiety, worry, regret, shame, guilt, weakness, and so on, insecurity. Of course, passion and compassion, so many things too. Little bit chaotic. The thoughts, so many different thoughts every day, every morning. Sometimes we feel good about ourselves. Sometimes we hate about ourselves. Sometimes you feel you can accept your life so far. And sometimes you really can't accept. You feel you failed. You know, not stable. And so noisy, so chaotic. So our mind is, in one word, hopeless. So many practice, healing, study. We try to do so many things, but still so chaotic. It means hopeless. But we know still there is hope. There is a way to be in love and abundance and peace. So step one, please find a tiny point of light in the very center of your chest. Feel the very tiny point of light in your chest. And at the same time, you keep the sensation of the big sphere you are in. So you are in your mind field, and the center of you, there is a tiny point of light. This tiny point of light is a part of God, Almighty, the wisdom, true self, your Holy Spirit. This point of light knows everything and it's guiding you every single moment. It's protecting you every single moment. It has everything. This point of light is abundance itself, love itself, harmony itself, wisdom itself. But the problem is here is that just this part is very tiny and you can't find it. And even when you find it, still very tiny. So your mind is huge, but this part is so tiny. So our goal is this tiny point of light and the big sphere will be one. So meaning we allow this point of light to bigger until it becomes exactly same size as your mind field. So your mind and this tiny point of light is becoming one. So it was us to split our mind, our chaotic mind, and our wisdom part, very small part, abundant world part, loving part. It's really small, but used to be the one. So now, we have to accept your abundance, your love, your integration, your perfection, slowly, steadily, gently, by just tearing this part. I accept you. I appreciate you. I listen to you. I appreciate you. I listen to you. I accept you. So, in your mind, just talk to this tiny point of light and observe. This light is gradually expanding, extending. And the very important thing is you must sense some kind of physical sensation while it is expanding. So please sense well. Please feel well. And sometimes the sensation is very strong, but don't be afraid. Or on the contrary, if you say, Oh my God, I don't sense anything. I don't feel anything. It's still okay. Accept your sensation. Accept your sense. Don't judge. Our very strong judgment is I'm not good enough. And I can't be the perfect. I can't be abundance itself. I can't be love itself. So I can't believe that I'm a lovable person at all. So our judgment is so strong. So judgment tries not to feel anything. But don't worry. Still you talk to the light and allow the light is expanding. Your chest area is so bright and brightness is bigger and bigger. It is expanding. It just lighten up so many dark thoughts and dark memories, self-accuse, pain, gradually lighten up, and so many heaviness is melting into the light. You don't need to carry such heaviness anymore. And once you reach the whole your field, your sphere is much brighter than before. Just stay and allow yourself to feel it. It was you to divide yourself. Chaotic part and perfect part. Fake yourself and true self. Or illusional self or reality. So it was you to divide your part. And unfortunately, illusional fake part is bigger, much bigger. But now we gave the power to our true self and allow it expand. Expand, expand. Feel it. And here, tell yourself the most important mantra for you. I'm not afraid of love anymore. Or I'm not afraid of abundance anymore. I'm not afraid of security anymore. I'm not afraid of passion anymore. I'm not afraid of joy anymore. So you pick up your word. And tell your light. The light is not your enemy anymore. You are not afraid of your light anymore. So from now on, you can live as abundance itself. You can live as love itself. Wherever you go, your abundance, your love, your peace. Whomever you are with, your abundance, your love, your peace. Whatever you do, wherever you go, you are love, abundance, and peace. Meaning, you are the being to provide, give abundance and love and peace to your brothers and sisters. I'm not afraid of love. I'm not afraid of abundance. I'm not afraid of peace, happiness. I'm not afraid of the light. This is from A Course in Miracles workbook lesson number 282. So keep this light and then remember the long straight line penetrating you. And by remember this line, please bring back your physical sensation, your body, your feet, your hands, your neck, your spine. Then again, slowly put your head down and come out of meditation.
Thank you very much for sharing. Thank you. Thank you.